Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project.
Hello, and welcome once again to Programming in Tongues. I'm Joel, sometimes known as Mr. Klingon, and this is my forum for looking at the worlds of alien languages and cybernetics, and offering you some ideas and tools so that you can mix the two of them together yourself, whether you're a science fiction fan or someone trying to produce a language for your own stories. I'm hoping to offer some tools here that you can use. Call this session Swiss Wiki on a Stick, because I want to look at wikis and I want to look at a tool called the Swiss, and maybe some suggestions how you can make one of those for yourself. Let's start out. First, I want to look at Bajoran. If you've wandered around on any of the websites under MrKlingon.org, you might have found yourself on Bible.MrKlingon.org or KLV.MrKlingon.org. On those pages, you'll see simple lookup tools to find passages in the Bible and translate them into various alien languages, one of which you'll notice is Bajoran. Now, Bajoran was never developed in the Star Trek universe, but it is the language of the people of Bajor, featured prominently in the Deep Space Nine series, and also seen in other places in Star Trek, both the novels and the television programs. But Bajoran is very limited as far as what we're given, either in novels or TV. I think it doesn't show up at all in the movies. There may be a Bajoran character or two who shows up. But the Bajoran dialect and vocabulary is almost non-existent. So how can you go about making a language out of this? Well, this is what I did. First, I found some fan sites where dedicated fans had collected a reasonable handful of phrases and expressions in Bajoran. Using that, I did an analysis. I basically arbitrarily decided what were vowels and what were consonants, and then collected a frequency list. And if you look at the show notes, you'll see two sets of bar graphs, a frequency of vowels and a frequency of consonants, how they're arrayed in the known Bajoran language. Next, I took all the words that were known, and I reduced them to a simple framework. That is, every word that existed, I reduced to just the letters C and V for consonant and vowel. So essentially, I had a grab bag of templates for words. Using the frequency of vowels and consonants as known to choose words according to choose letters according to the known frequencies, and randomly choosing words out of the known templates, I was able to populate a dictionary of more words. Then, more on whim than any particular scientific reason, I chose the 13 principles from Maimonides. I took an English translation, of course, and built a vocabulary, a table of words that I would like to have in Bajoran. Then, I mapped a set of words that I created randomly with just a simple Perl script. If you go to bajoran.mrklingon.org, you'll see the fruits of this labor, and if you visit the different web forums I have, you'll be able to use this. Now, it's not a terribly satisfactory vocabulary. I mentioned in my last podcast how Diane Duane had used computer-generated words to flesh out her Romulan dictionary. And what she did, and I did not do in this case, at least not yet, was she generated a huge number of words and threw away most of them. She just looked through them and basically on her own aesthetic sense chose the words she wanted. Now, if you were to follow my example, I would definitely say use Diane Duane's rule and use your own judgment. See what felt good. Now, looking at some of the words I came up with, they're almost unpronounceable, some of them. But it was a first start, and it was an interesting experiment, both in creating language and the second phase, which is I used a wiki. I used something called a Quiki, K-W-I-K-I, and there's a link in the show notes to the reference page for that. And I generated a wiki, a set of web pages that can be authored in a collaborative manner, much like the Wikipedia, which I recommend for a general lookup on the web. But my quickie for Bajoran was very easily produced, and I could have a nice reference page for the language. Now, if you go and visit this, you'll find that although it offers you the option to edit the pages, it will not save any of your changes. I did this for fear of having the page completely ripped apart or defaced. I suspect that very few people have visited it, so I probably didn't have a lot of chance of that. But I invite you to go to bajoran.mrklingon.org, and you'll get an idea of how one could use a wiki to organize a language that they were creating. Now, I reference a second thing called a Twiki. A Twiki is a variant of the wiki, and it's almost exclusively for personal use because it is a wiki that you can run offline on your own computer if you're using the Firefox browser. The Twiki is a single web page. Save it on your computer, call it up with Firefox, and it behaves just like an online wiki. You can go to web pages, you can create new references. There's even one that's tuned for productivity. It's called GTD, Get Things Done Wiki, and you can use that one to organize all of your agendas and items, to-do lists that you are trying to keep track of. We're going to get back to the Twikis, but first, I'd like to take a break and listen to a promo from The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
In the last episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, evil Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget were plotting ways to do in their arch-nemesis and our hero, Dr. Floyd.
Fidget, that Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd show has become too popular and too family-friendly. Once we use this Trojan horse on their computer system, it'll ruin drfloyd.com for good. Of course it'll work. Now help me load it.
Now let's catch up with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and their robot companion Chips, who are currently hurtling through the time and space stream.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, I've just finished uploading the latest episode of our show to drfloyd.com so people can download it for free.
That's great, Dr. Grant.
Chips says that Dr. Steve has recently been researching Trojan horses.
He must be planning an attack on our website. Hand me the antivirus disc.
Here you go.
Now hand me the anti-spyware disc.
Got it.
Now hand me the anti-inflammatory cream.
What's that for?
My back hurts.
Okay, the computer is updated.
All right, now watch for any signs of Trojan horse attacks.
I'll get it. Hey, there's a big wooden horse out here.
Hello, I'm the Trojan horse.
Problem solved.
Tune in to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd at drfloyd.com. That's drfloyd.com. Guaranteed Trojan horse free.
And welcome back. Now I'd like to look at an interesting tool. It's created, or first spoken of, by Karen Travis in her book City of Pearl. This is one of a series, and in fact, she's got the third book of a trilogy coming out and has already signed a contract, I believe, for three more books, so I look forward to more. I'm not much of a science fiction reviewer. I tend to gush a lot, and so I'll just tell you that the books are terrific. They're a very interesting look at humans and very alien species, or several species, and how they might interact in the future. But what I want to look at is a tool that she uses, or she has one of her characters use, called a Swiss. Now, it's obviously the name is a spin-off of the Swiss Army knife, the all-purpose tool that many of us carry on our belt or in our pockets. But the Swiss that Karen Travis's character has is an all-purpose computer that folds up, sticks in your pocket, and is the completely irreplaceable tool that is used by the hero. Now, actually, the hero is kind of a, because of time dilation and other science fiction-y effects, is sort of out of step with her contemporaries, the people that she's going off on the mission with. They look at her Swiss as being sort of an old-fashioned tool, but as you see in the story, it's something that she uses for collecting databases, keeping track of things, and as I note on the web page, that there actually is a computer Swiss Army knife that you can already get. And what this tool is, it's sold by the Victorinox people who make Swiss Army knives, and it is basically a USB drive as one of the blades in a Swiss Army knife. Now, I think that it's going to cost you a fair bit more than your regular Swiss Army knife or your regular USB drive. So here's what my suggestion is. You can make one yourself for almost nothing. This is what I did. First, you need a knife. Now, I actually have several different Swiss Army knives, but my daughter, who had recently got one as a gift, and it included one of the very small ones. You can see a picture in the show notes, which had the all-important scissors and a screwdriver and a blade and a tweezers and toothpick, all the things you need on a Swiss Army knife. That tool, plus a very simple USB drive, I picked one up at a nearby store that was actually running a sale for a week. Put those two together, and then pick a whole set of tools that you want to carry with you. For myself, I definitely wanted to have Emacs as an editor. I have a couple versions of Emacs actually on mine. I included a couple Twikies that I can use. This is what's referred to as Twiki on a stick, because you put it on your USB drive and you can build a database that you can carry wherever you want. Being interested in the things I am, I've got several different Bible references on my Twiki. I've got some tools that I wrote for alien languages, and also one for designing starships, or spaceships more, for interplanetary travel. And even adding all the tools I did, if you look at the properties that I displayed on the show notes, you'll see that I only used about a quarter of this half gig drive, so I've got room for lots more. It's a handy tool for carrying files back and forth wherever you go. So there you have it. You can build your own Swiss. You can have a not necessarily a laptop in your pocket, but you can have all the files you want. You'll notice one other piece on my ring. When you look at the picture, there's a little boot that's a little leather key fob, which was just the right thing to write my name and email address on, so if I lose this, I have at least a fighting chance of getting it back. So I invite you to give a try for that. Maybe you've got some suggestions about how one can make their own simple portable Swiss for their own use, and let me know. Let me know if you've got some ideas about alien languages you'd like to hear, and thank you for listening.